Welcome to Turn In Your Hymnal To. I'm Rex Bridges, and today we'll be looking into the background story of The Church in the Wildwood. The Church in the Wildwood, 1857. When the building of a church inspires the writing of a hymn, this isn't news. But when the writing of a song inspires the building of a church, that's another story. The Congregational Church in the agricultural hamlet of Bradford, Iowa, was organized November 4, 1855. For a meeting place, the small congregation had used successively a store, several homes, an abandoned schoolhouse, and even a lawyer's office. The financial panic that swept the country the following year made their situation even worse. Many of the faithful gave up their dreams of a church building and resigned themselves to meeting here and there wherever a large room was made available. Then one June afternoon, William Savage Pitts, a 27-year-old student from Rush Medical School, made the 80-mile trip from McGregor, Iowa to Bradford by stagecoach. During his brief stay, he met the preacher of the local church and learned of the people's desperate need for a new building all their own. One afternoon, he walked with a group of friends to the summit of a hill beyond the village. From the heights, he could see much of surrounding Chickasaw County and the beauty of the Cedar River Valley. As they were visiting, the young student pointed to a grove of trees in the valley below and said, "If I were building a church, I would build it down there in the lovely little vale, and I'd call it the Church in the Vale." "What color would you paint it?" someone asked. Pitts replied, "Schoolhouses are painted red. The dream cottages of young lovers are always white. But since the folks don't have much money, and brown paint is the cheapest, I'd paint it brown." To which his friend quickly added, "And call it the Little Brown Church in the Vale." Pitts answered, "Yes, and we'll even write a song about it to popularize the new church." When the young medical student resumed his studies in the fall, he could not forget his vision of a quote-unquote little brown church in the Vale. It haunted him until he studied the hymnals to discover what others had written about the church. Most of the hymns were majestic and inspiring, while the song he wanted to write about his quote-unquote dream church needed the lilt of a Stephen Foster melody and the simplicity of the popular folk songs. The song should fit the church, he thought. One night, the inspiration came, and Pitts wrote his lines down as he hummed the music, which now is familiar to millions. His song began, "There's a church in the valley by the wildwood, no lovelier place in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the Vale." 2 years after Pitts visited Bradford and selected, quote-unquote, the ideal spot for a new church, the Reverend John K. Nutting was called to be the pastor of Bradford Congregational Church. He heard of the young physician who had envisioned a church in the Vale and inspired his congregation to make Pitts' dream a reality. Members volunteered to do most of the work themselves. Friends back east sent enough money to have the rough lumber dressed and finished. The people of Bradford, in New England, sent a new bell to the children of their neighbors who had gone out years before to name their Midwestern town after their distant home community. Meanwhile, Dr. Pitts had fallen in love with that section of Iowa, and following the completion of his medical studies, had settled in Fredericksburg, just 20 miles from Bradford. In addition to his work as a doctor, he conducted singing schools as his hobby. Soon after he introduced his song in one of the local singing schools, the Little Brown Church in the Vale was completed and dedicated on December 29, 1864. As the fame of the song grew, people came from miles around to worship in the church that had been inspired by the song. Dr. Pitts lived and labored in Iowa for 44 years. When railroads came through that section of the state, the trains for Chickasaw County ran through the town of Nashua, 2 miles from Bradford. Soon, most of the townspeople moved to Nashua to be near the railroad, and Bradford became almost a quote-unquote deserted village. But through the years, thousands have visited the Little Brown Church in the Vale, remembering the talented young physician who immortalized the church in his popular gospel song.
There's a church in the valley by the wildwood, no lovelier spot in the dale. No place is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
This has been Rex Bridges, reading from Living Stories of Famous Hymns by Ernest K. Emurian. Copyright 1955 by Baker Bookhouse Company. Used by permission of Baker Bookhouse Company.